Well, hello, guys. Hey, I'm a pretty smart guy. When I don't know, I kind of fill in myself. But I think I know what a Femon thinks about marriage. You see, marriage to a Femon is really a two-part deal. And of course, marriage is just the first part. And of course, the trick is to meet a guy who's got good prospects. And then the Femon kind of pretends she's really nice, doesn't do any bad things, and she really loves this man 100%. Of course, sometimes it's hard for the Femon to actually do that because it's difficult for them to actually care. But eventually, as time passes, they finally get engaged. Now the Femon can set the date of the marriage. But it is only part one of what she wants, but still, the whole day will be about her, from early morning till late night. The man only really needs to turn up on the wedding day to sign the contract. But her time now, until the wedding day, is filled with talking about it. Buying a dress, spending money, spending more on the wedding than her friend did, that sort of thing. And it keeps her very busy. Then all of a sudden, the final day and the wedding day is completely over. Now the Femon's on a bit of a downer. Because now she actually may have to do something like play the partner. And the Femon can do this sometimes for 10 years or more, while the man gathers wealth and status. And when the Femon thinks he's got enough, she plays the ace card, which is what this was all about. She plays the divorce card. Because this is what it was all about. This is where they get the payout. This is where they get the big money. Now there's a thing called in America, I believe, no-fault divorce. And this is where a person, especially a Femon, can just get a divorce without any reason. At least I think, I'm not too sure on the law. But the state has decided it might end that law, and Femons are panicking. If they weren't into divorce so much, why are they panicking? Of course, Femons would rather have it where they could just meet a guy, let him sleep with her, and in the morning she could play the divorce card, then get the big payout. Of course, that means she won't have the princess day, and of course that is one of their favourite days, because it's all about her. Of course, we've all known men that have been divorced, raped, don't we? And generally, the Femon does quite all right in a divorce, but the man really has to start all over again. And what amazes me is this happens time and time again, and men are only just now catching up with it. Man's been divorced twice. He hasn't got a pot to piss in, unless he's extremely rich. Femon's divorced twice. She has 3 cars, 2 houses, and a cottage by the lake. So come on, guys, wake up. Marriage is a complete and utter scam. And of all the marriages I've seen, only 2 on my hand I can hold up that are still together and actually have some form of relationship. I mean, take a look at the Femon nature, the real nature we see now. Is that marriage material? Hell, you may as well marry a dog. Of course, it would only be for about 10, 12 years. So guys, what do you think? Am I pretty close? Am I far away? Let me know. You take it easy.